not easy being Don. All right. Can you hear me? Okay. It's a song I wrote that fits the sermon today. I hope you enjoy it.
Proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
Stop and look around you. There's someone right next to you, a prisoner to their burden. So help free them, help free them, help free them with his love. But now I got to get my glasses on so I can see. Good morning. Thanks for coming out today. In preparation for this message, I was particularly drawn to the second part of verse 25 in the scripture reading today. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. Have you found your life? I need your help finding mine. Actually, you are my life. At least a part of it. Somehow, we all ended up right here together today, and it always fascinates me to think about the events that had to transpire in order for us all to be here interacting in this way right now. How Don surprised me and humbled me by asking me to deliver this message today. How each of you had to go through what you had to go through this week to get here right now too. Things took place, things happened. God happened. God happened in all of our lives and brought us all together in this shared moment. So now that we are all here together, what to do? Well, I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you I need help. I need your help to find my way, to find the path that I must walk, and in so doing, hope to help you find the path you must walk. I cannot say that I'm lost, but I struggle trying to decide what path to follow. I get confused trying to sift through all the constant noise that the world can produce and that I allow in. But the more I surrender to Jesus, the better listener I become, and I begin to see things that I just didn't see before. And the more I surrender, the less I'm afraid. I'm freed of the chains that bind and hold me down, no longer a prisoner to my burdens. I move outside of myself, and I'm more able to pick up my cross and follow Jesus where he leads me. Through my surrender, I become a disciple. But with this freedom comes responsibility. That is, when I hear someone speaking in parables, you know, trying to ask for help, but not really saying it directly, and I hear through the words that they are saying, and I see through the expressions they are presenting on the surface, and I become aware of what they're really asking. Can you help me? It is at this moment where a decision must be made. I have prayed about it. I ask God all the time to show me. And just a few minutes ago, I sang about it in a song. What else can I do, Lord? And then he shows me. He always shows me. He brings me together with people like you and all the others whose path I cross in a given day and creates moments. Moments of opportunity, opportunity that require actions, and actions that must be prepared for and practiced. For me, the preparation and practice started just over a year ago when my business fell under some challenging times that forced me to rely and lean on God in a way that I hadn't before. God had blessed me my entire life. I've never gone without something that I thought I needed, never been abandoned, never been hungry, never been beaten or abused, never been shot at. I've always been able to provide for my family, and I have always had God in my life. But the real test last year came like clockwork every 2 weeks. I'm sure most of you know what happens every 2 weeks in the business world. It's payday. The pressure was immense. If it was only myself I had to worry about, I think it would have been much easier. But what really threw me for a loop was worrying about whether the 50 staff members under my care were going to get paid. There were only 2 pay periods out of 26 last year that we knew sooner than 14 days ahead of time that we had enough money in the bank to make payroll. All of the other weeks, we had 14 days to come up with what we needed to make sure everyone else could keep providing for their families and themselves. But I had to trust God. I had to trust God. I had to trust God. I repeat this 3 times to illustrate the point. I had to remind myself over and over and over to surrender. It was not a one and done situation. I had to verbally and cognitively keep telling myself to rely on Him regardless of the outcome. Even though the reality was, on any of those weeks, things could have gone completely differently. But they didn't. God provided. But what really helped me cope was early on, I had decided on several occasions that regardless of what would happen, I was going to continue to surrender, whether we made payroll or not. I was convinced that I had to surrender not just when things were easy, but when they weren't. He made me a promise that if I gave up my life, I would find it. So I had to decide to give Him my life again. Either I believed or I didn't. So I did, and as usual, He sustained me. And for that, I am grateful. It is also during this time that He led me down an unexpected path. He called me to channel all of my worries into words so that I could vent, think, and rebuild. He knew that I had to get it off my chest, and the writing helped me do that. So I started writing. And then I started thinking that people might be interested in what I had to say, so I decided to start a blog. For those that don't know what a blog is, it is simply an organized diary of things that come into my head. In my case, many things that I had thought about over the years that I never put down on a piece of paper, or more contemporarily, a computer screen. So into existence came www.scottdelmastro.com. And it was and is a place where I go to express myself, at the same time share things that might be helpful for others that have gone through tough or challenging times as well. I was starting to find my way. I was starting to see the path through the noise that had filled my thoughts. I started feeling better. My mind was engaged and focused in a more productive way. So, if you'll allow me, I would like to share with you one of the blog posts I made that helped shape the path that I am currently walking. It is called Interactions, and it was the steps I took to get engaged with the people around me. It is the steps I started to take down the path that God laid out for me. It's kind of a set of instructions on how to improve the quality of the interactions that I have each and every day. And it goes like this. How we decide to interact with one another determines the quality of our relationships. The better the quality, the stronger the impact. How do you want to change the world? I asked myself when I started this blog. The following are a few ideas that challenged me to improve my interaction skills and help me to start changing or engaging in the world around me. To illustrate the point, I have organized my thoughts into 3 phases. Phase 1, opportunity identification. I started to quantify the number of interaction opportunities I had in a given week to become aware of all of the opportunities that I had during a given day, and then record the number for a week. As I made this daily goal, I became aware of potential opportunities that I had to affect change in my world if I chose to. And I found out that there were a lot more opportunities than I realized. I just started to count from the moment my eyes opened in the morning to the moment they closed at night. I counted myself, my significant other, my children, my friends, my taxi driver, my fellow workers, the people at the coffee shop, the drivers in the cars next to me, the person sitting next to me on the train, etc., etc., etc. There were loads of opportunities to interact. So, now that I was more aware of the number of interaction opportunities I had available to me every day, I started to move forward and move from an have to interact with someone attitude to a get to interact with someone attitude. And that's when everything changed. I started looking for opportunities to engage as opposed to avoid opportunities. I'm a pretty stay to yourself person, but this was not entirely easy for me, but it was the path that God called me to walk, so I started walking. Phase two, planning. Now that I knew the potential, I had to review the list of opportunities and decide what might be the best way to engage with each. I started setting interaction goals. Goals like counting the number of people I actually spoke with in a given day. I created a record of the exact opening phrases that I would use so that I could start an interaction with somebody. I improved my physical proximity to the interactions I was going to have. That is, I would sit closer to somebody on the bus, as an example. Or I would count the number of missed opportunities to look at someone and just say hello. There were hundreds of goals that I could have set, so I started setting them. Phase three, do it, the action phase. I began to interact at the very first conscious moment in the morning when the alarm went off by making an action statement based on the goals that I had set in phase two. I would say something like this to myself, God, what do you have planned for me today? I am ready to meet with whomever you put in front of me. This is not to say that I've never had or a conflicting feeling or emotions right out of the gate. Of course I do. I'm human. And it's not been easy to train myself to think and speak to myself this way. I have fumbled quite often and fought and am still fighting myself on an exhausting number of occasions. But I am determined, as I'm sure you will be too, to win the battle and impact the world around me. So in closing, I'm completely honored and truly thankful to have had this interaction opportunity with you. I hope that it was meaningful for you and that you too will surrender to God every day and look for opportunities to engage with the people around you and bring more of God's light into the world. Amen.